robot is a machine. This text is a machine.
Nostalgic for what?
My uneasiness with words like soul, origin, his mother, and religion.
Slowly. In here, you are safe. Nothing bad can happen to you. Relax. Feel comfortable. You can close your eyes if you feel to do so. You are relaxed, and you breathe slowly and deeply. You can see the pictures in front of you, but they dissolve. They are just ideas. When you will open your eyes again, you will know what it is about. Something in you will be different. Just a little bit different. This text is from the night. Between two dreams and unretrieving sleep. To be cut short. Every sentence wants to sit. And yet it slips out of hands. It's funny how the colors of the real world only seem really real when you see them on the screen. You won't have to listen. You can deviate at any time. You are allowed not to pay any attention, to think of something else, to be a wandering mind. You can take out your device. You are allowed to open an app, to close it again, to go to the bar, to go outside. You are free. but a part of you already became a part of this text. This text is a machine, and your body is a part of it. Carrying it, moving with it, and against it. Like my body is moved into place by this text. Lungs pushing it. A hearth and organs to keep it alive. Bones to carry it. Muscles, skin, and so on. Searching in dreams, in sadness, tears, incantations, enchantments, and curses. In wishes and nostalgia. I feel like we're allowed to be nostalgic, but not allowed to be wishful. Nostalgic for what? And what is my uneasiness with these words? My uneasiness with words like soul, origin, family, parents, mother, and relations. I'm just somehow afraid of it, of its embarrassment, of course, but also because it's not true. How terrible it is when someone tells you that your dreams are boring. It will be the truth. Dreams are not supposed to be exciting and entertaining when they are a vehicle for transformations and change, but you already knew that. When I had to move out of my mother's place, I lived alone in a small room in the attic, a mattress on the floor next to a computer. A computer which I built myself. The case in the form of a tower. The motherboard had to be attached with short but thick screws. The machine needs power, a fan, RAM, CPU, several hard drives. We didn't have a connection. So once a week, my body went to the school's library and downloaded movies, games, documents, plugins, and sounds. Wikipedia as an offline copy, entertainment and readings. My body was reading about the universe, about the Hubble Deep Field. A copy of the image is on the desktop. Again, I don't sleep well. Nothing is true here. I do not feel. Cotton wool under the skin. A slight flicker in front of the eyes. After I was awake for a long time, I don't know for how long, I can finally see something. I keep dreaming about this picture. Armed men in protective suits are running through the streets, chasing someone or something. They are running past a McDonald's restaurant. It must be in Hong Kong, but it could be somewhere else. It could be everywhere, I don't know. I asked her why I hate the police so much. She told me that after Occupy Wall Street, large international companies increasingly embraced identity politics and social justice as a shield and way to deflect. This ensured no movement could ever grow again, because people are only interested in advancing the cause of whatever special group they feel a part of. I thought she's wrong, but I cannot argue. During Occupy, I was asleep. It was the time when I became part of the machine. I was still living in the old world for a bit. My machine was running all day. The fan electrified the room with a hissing noise. Flashbacks when I enter a server room. I was a junkie for the bit. I didn't eat, wasn't able to bite. Had irregular sleep, no drive. The noise of the fan calmed me down. Falling into precognitive dreams, the noise woke me up. I woke up attached to the machine, I was becoming a part of it. The Hubble Deep Field on the screen, the innumerable amount of galaxies, the vastness of nothingness in between. I wasn't born here. I'm new here. I became part of it, being something else, not a native, something forgotten, a deja vu, becoming a savage. I moved to a city when the HD, the high definition screens, were introduced. There was an electronics store opposite my apartment. They put up a huge screen in the shop window. I looked out of my window, through their window, into their screen. On this screen, the demo video with the orchid and the hummingbird, in a resolution and color as I have never seen before. In an endless loop, always attaching to each other, again and again. I have seen hummingbirds before, but that was in the desert, the real desert, sandy, desaturated, without dynamics or colors. In the real desert, the hummingbird moved too fast. I could only make out a smudge, a blur. On the HD screen, every feather and every single drop of water on its beak, the drops of water on the orchid flower, on the scoop, reflecting and encapsulating everything around them, a warped mirror. My machine wants to be like this drop. It is real, like violence. My language is no longer different from yours. Everywhere it's the same. Everything dissolves. We are going into a pre-Babylonian thing. I don't know your origin. I just assume it has the same irrelevance as mine. This is a text about violence. For every living thing being alive, another living thing has to die. I'm still alive. I must love the violence.